Well, it may not be the same voice, but Trooper, minus Ray McGuire, who still to me was the best. The best. Just a great voice, leading Trooper for all those years. But they've since been retired, and they gave permission for this latest venture of Trooper to use all their songs. And they're one of the many acts at Shake the Lake coming up on Friday and Saturday over at the Conexus Arts Center. If you're wanting to go for free, yes, I've got weekend passes here, too. You just got to tell me right now your first and last name and name one other Trooper song. All right, that's your admission. One other Trooper song. Name a Trooper song. It can't be The Boys in the Bright White Sports Car. That's too easy. I just gave it to you. With your first and last name, text me 1-877-300-7275. I will, boy, look at the text coming in here. I'll count to the 20th text to give everyone who's all busy right now at the same time. 20th text will count to, so you're not out of it yet. Keep going. And 1-877-300-7275 will direct message the grand prize winner. A pair of tickets to see Shake the Lake, Dallas Smith, and Default on Friday night. Dallas Smith, I'll suggest, will be a co-host for a bit of the show on Thursday morning here. I had a Shake the Lake, too. This is in breaking news this morning. We're learning now from Air Canada that it might take over a week to get back to full regular service. But yes, that mediator must have helped overnight because they seem to have come to an agreement here. The airline says in a statement that there might be some flights canceled over the next 7 to 10 days as they work to stabilize the schedule again with aircraft and crews out of position. But the first Air Canada flights getting back up in the air are scheduled for this evening. Yes, they have come to some sort of an agreement here. A union still got to say officially yes to it, but it looks like both sides willing to put this to rest rather quickly since it started on Saturday. 6 months ago, you might recall President Trump dressing down President Zelensky at the White House. It was a meeting that spiraled out of control. While on Monday at the White House, some of Europe's top leaders had raced to Washington to back up Zelensky. Well, he met President Trump again in this effort to stop the war. Once they sat face-to-face yesterday, the tone was pretty cordial.
Thanks so much, Mr. President. If I can, first of all, thank you for the invitation, and thank you very much for your efforts, personal efforts to stop killings and stop this war. Thank you.
Trump was hoping the meeting would lead to another step, a trilateral meeting where they would include Russian President Putin. Zelensky insisting on security guarantees in case Russia decides to invade again, though.
Do you need from President Trump to be able to make a deal? Is it American troops, intelligent, equipment? What is it?
Everything. It depends on the big countries, on the United States, on a lot of our friends.
Trump really seemed, though, to pledge American support.
When it comes to security, there's going to be a lot of help. It's going to be good. They are first line of defense because they're there. They're Europe. But we're going to help them out also. We'll be involved.
But on the question of immediate ceasefire, the president seems to have drastically changed his tone since meeting Putin last Friday, because before that meeting with Putin, his stance was always this.
And I think we'll probably end up at some point getting a ceasefire in the not too distant future.
I want it to end immediately. I want a ceasefire now.
Pretty soon have a full ceasefire.
He has made it clear to both sides that he wants to see a peaceful resolution and a ceasefire as soon as possible.
I'd like to see a ceasefire.
Well, clearly, Putin said no to that on Friday when they met. He had to have, because Trump backed down and has changed his tune, as he said yesterday in the White House.
I don't think you need a ceasefire. You know, if you look at the six deals that I settled this year, they were all at war. I didn't do any ceasefires. But we can work a deal where we're working on a peace deal while they're fighting. They have to fight.
However, European leaders like President Macron of France and others were trying to change his mind on that.
To ask for a truce or a ceasefire, at least to stop the killings, as we discuss, is a necessity. We all support this idea.
I can't imagine that the next meeting would take place without a ceasefire. So let's work on that, and let's try to put pressure on Russia.
So what next? Well, following yesterday's meeting, Trump called Putin, apparently, rang him up. He said this on social media, that he has begun to make arrangements for a meeting between Putin and Zelensky, followed by another meeting that the president would then join in on too, but no sense of when that might happen.
Sorry,
Well, this is pretty wild. Over the weekend in Las Vegas, a guy impersonating Justin Bieber tricked an entire Las Vegas nightclub and the Wynn Hotel, one of the biggest hotels, some fanciest hotels in Vegas. This guy tricked in everyone to believe that he was actually Justin Bieber. And there's this fancy nightclub that everyone goes to at the Wynn called the XS. And that's where the DJ invited what he thought was Justin Bieber up on the stage. Next thing you know, he's singing as if he's Justin Bieber in front of the crowd. I know it's the crowd's going nuts for him, but it's a little hard to hear, right? It's, you know, cell phone video, but I didn't think he sounded too much like Justin Bieber. But nonetheless, when the Wynn staff finally got wind of the scam, because Bieber's people started seeing on social media it blowing up that Justin Bieber was singing at the nightclub, he reached out to the Wynn and said, I'm not in Las Vegas. Anyhow, a rep for the Wynn and the nightclub said it was an elaborate ruse. A Justin Bieber impersonator was granted access to their stage. When the error was recognized, he was removed from the resort and he will be denied future entry. But they actually had paid him. After he performed, they cut him a check for performing last minute too. But this guy won't be back at the Wynn anytime soon. It is a win for us this morning. Those who might be stressing out about Air Canada flights, both sides met through the night with a federal mediator. It's not clear entirely what it's included, but the Air Canada strike seems to have come to an end, a tentative agreement, but it still needs to go to union members for a vote. But right now, Air Canada is suggesting that they could be able to get some flights back up in the air as early as this evening, but overall, it might take a week to 10 days to get the whole schedule stabilized with aircraft and crews back into position. And I leave you with this feel-good story of the morning from the mechanic in Minnesota who was working on a 2015 Ford SUV when he found a wallet that an assembly line worker left in the car 11 years prior. Richard Guilford is retired now, but remembers the day his wallet went missing. He was working on the Ford assembly line in Chicago. It fell out of his pocket, and the wallet had officially now been returned to its rightful owner when this other guy found it and discovered the story.
So my guess, it was sitting up in here somewhere, just sitting there for the right move, that little hole right here. That's where the wallet was sitting on top of that hole.
Is this your wallet? First thing I said was, did you find that in a car? He's like, yes, I did. I would have never figured in a million years that it would still be there.
Didn't admit to how much money was in it, but there were some bills, they said, and they all remained intact. Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh. Well, in breaking news this morning, it seems the Air Canada strike is over. Both sides meeting through the night with a federal mediator. Really not clear yet what's included in this new tentative agreement, but it still needs to go to union members for a vote as well. But nonetheless, on a day where it's going to turn 33 degrees, my next guest will not be sweating quite as much as he perhaps was yesterday in the chaos of having to deal with this. It's our friend, CEO of Regina Airport, James Bogus. Good morning, James. Welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, welcome news for sure, what we heard earlier this morning.
Yeah, I was going to say, how relieved are you? And what was it like yesterday, what you were going through at YQR?
Well, you know, Greg, it's been quite the ups and downs, really starting with the announcement last week of the suspension of services through the weekend. You know, we've seen mass cancellations on Air Canada flights, and we're talking about all of the service to Toronto. That's been very impactful for hundreds of passengers out of YQR departing each day. And also the large jet, one of the three flights we have typically to Vancouver. So disrupting travel plans for customers, obviously passengers coming to Regina, maybe visiting friends and family, doing a much needed vacation. It's been really tough, given how busy it is during the summer season.
Well, James, we're now learning from Air Canada that it might take a week or more to get to regular service. But from the Regina Airport standpoint, what have you learned about what's going to happen to get these flights up in the air again in and out of Regina?
Well, as you can imagine, we've been watching this closely. And one of the things I've been watching personally is when you can actually book for service now, given this announcement. And what I'm seeing this morning is it looks like Saturday, so this upcoming Saturday, is going to be when you can start booking those large jets again to Toronto for a new flight. Same thing with that additional flight to Vancouver. And why I'm making that distinction, there's still service to Vancouver right now with their Air Canada Express, or known as Jazz product. But with that being said, they're saying could be upwards of 7 to 10 days on their press release for full restoration. But it does mean you're going to start seeing some activity start trickling back. And if you have a confirmed itinerary and you have not yet received a cancellation notice, just stay tuned for what they're going to tell you.
So we're expecting still some disruptions is what you're really trying to say there.
Absolutely. But new bookings, which people have been asking about, like when can I get back to Toronto on a nonstop with Air Canada? Looks like Saturday at the moment is going to be the soonest you can book a new flight. But remember, Greg, lots of people could already have bookings right now. They haven't yet received a cancellation notice. We're going to see what happens this week.
Okay. CEO of the Regina Airport, James Bogue, is my guest now. I assume you've noticed walking around the airport, the WestJet lineups were a little more lengthier than they normally are as people are trying to find other flights. Was that the case in Regina? Do you expect the same today to still be a little chaotic for WestJet?
You know, WestJet and our United flight, many of the flights have been sold right through. And if you look at the pricing on some of the service to places like Toronto or Vancouver, it's definitely reflected in that. Even the flight to Denver, we had about 2 days there where you couldn't book a single seat departing. So clearly the airline is rebooking folks, they're talking about Air Canada, onto these flights to find other ways to get you to where you need to go. And passengers have more than gotten the message. I wouldn't suggest, though, they're not processing effectively. We got to keep in mind, we're seeing about 25% less people departing right now because of this Air Canada issue on average. So the airport's actually been a little bit quieter than usual, which is strange given the circumstance.
And given, the economics and, of course, the U.S.-Canada tensions over tariffs and that, too, there was some concern about some of those direct flights to the U.S. You mentioned Denver. Are we still in good shape for now?
Yeah, surprisingly, despite all of the turmoil that you're seeing, we just got our Denver stats in for July, and things are averaging around 80%, so that's 40 out of 50 people on that plane. And Greg, I got to tell you, advanced bookings continue to be good. But remember, small aircraft, 50 seats to fill. This is not a massive plane.
Good to know. Hey, James, thanks for taking our call and a quick update on the fly here this morning as this story continues to evolve. It sounds like good news, but just be monitoring the Air Canada website to make your bookings. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks. Have a great day, Greg.
Well, it's going to start. Official sod turning ceremony today. The City of Regina's indoor aquatics facility. Special guest joining Mayor Chad Bochynski about 10 o'clock on the sports field next to the Sportsplex as they get it going. Well, Lawson will remain open through the build, although the pool is shut right down for maintenance right now. That's why the outdoor pool in Wascana Park is going to stay open until the end of September. But nonetheless, the sod turning today. Ironically, my next guest has a small beef with the City of Regina. Rick Beatty from the Queen City Pickleball Hub is here to chat about how not only the sport has grown, but also because of the aquatics facility, some outdoor courts had to be axed. And so how can they facilitate helping pickleball in the future? That's what the question is for Rick, who joins me now. Thank you for being here, Rick.
Well, thanks for having me.
First and foremost, I just want to know about pickleball. Like, how have you seen the sport growing?
It's the fastest growing sport in North America. And I took up the sport about 5 years ago, and I've seen an increase in players that has just grown unbelievably in those 5 years. I play primarily at the Queen City Pickleball Hub, which is located in the Havana Center in Rio. We keep track of the number of people that come through the doors, and we've had approximately 5,500 people in the last couple of years. Large number of them have continued to play. Doesn't just involve old people like what a lot of people think, that pickleball's for an old people's game. We have lots of young people playing the game as well. I think my favorite story is that I did a lesson with a family a couple of years ago, and his son was 14 years old, and he was reluctant to be there, didn't really feel as though pickleball was the thing to do. But when I told him that Connor Bedard regularly played pickleball at the Hub, it changed his whole perspective. And his mom called me the next day and said, "That's the best thing you could have said. He wants to play pickleball full time now." So,
well, if Connor Bedard loves it, I love it. That's a pretty cool story. You're feeling, though, that you've outgrown the Queen City Pickleball Hub there?
It's not that we've outgrown. I think that we've got a lot of people that are playing there. It just needs to be that we have something in place that's going to secure a spot for us to play. It's great to play pickleball outdoors. Lots of people love playing pickleball outdoors, but we have such a short season here in Regina. We have a couple of really nice facilities outdoor that are dedicated pickleball courts, 12 courts at Douglas Park, 6 at Mahan Arena, and they're fantastic.
You're asking the city for a little more help here, though. Like, you're right, those outdoor courts are marvelous, and they were added because of the growing demand for this sport. But what more could the city do?
Well, you know, in terms of the outdoor courts, they had allocated an additional $1.4 million for an expansion of the courts at Douglas Park. And with the increased expenses for the new pool, they have now taken that 1.4 away from pickleball and a number of other options that they had to spend the money on. But we also have an increasing need for indoor facility for pickleball because it's primarily played indoors in 8 months of the year. We need something that could be in place to assist with providing those kinds of courts. Now, the Queen City Pickleball Hub is a privately owned facility. The owner, Phil Greenwood and Ray Greenwood, they lease the space from Real, but those costs are going up as well and making it prohibitive for them to continue to provide pickleball in that facility because the costs are going to go up to a place where they are not sure they can afford to continue to do that.
I love the idea of expanding, and no doubt about it. Rick Beatty's my guest from Queen City Pickleball Hub. The fact is, the city is looking for ways to save money, and they did that here in this instance because of the Aquatic Center. Do you really think the city is going to be able to help you at this time, or would it not be better for you internally to look for another warehouse and perhaps through charging expand on your own with your business partners?
Well, you know, that's certainly an option, and it may well come to that. And there has been some discussion, I think, around some other possibilities. But finding a facility is not cheap, and it's difficult to find something that could house pickleball because you need a fairly large area, and it has to be the right height. So finding the proper facility is difficult, but some of those possibilities are out there, and maybe some partnerships that don't have to do with the city might be the option. Options to go. But at this point,
you got to ask, is what you're saying, right?
Oh, most certainly. And I think that the city is taking on the responsibility of meeting the needs of people who are in that aquatic sort of area. They need to look at some other things as well. And pickleball, as the fastest growing sport, is meeting the needs of an awful lot of people. So maybe they can take a look at something that will assist all of those folks as well.
Rick, I just thought of something. Maybe you got to recreate and evolve pickleball. Maybe it's in the water. You stand and you play above water. What do you think?
Yeah, if we could stand above water, that would be great.
Move into the Aquatic Center when it's built. Rick, interesting plight. And thanks so much, Rick, for being here this morning and enlightening us about pickleball.
Well, you're very welcome. Look forward to seeing you and everyone else down at the Queen City Pickleball Hub.